last. The Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In my 30 years as an agent, I have never witnessed the conditions we are currently facing on the southwest border. This is not a manufactured crisis created by those of us who live and work in the border area.
Yeah, get that memo to Pelosi stat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a huge problem. And welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Apparently, it's a problem on the north border as well. Isn't that right?
Yep, it is.
Yep, I remember you sent that to me.
There's been problems already now with the illegals. The new border crisis, it's called the new border crisis, just erupted. It's not only on the southern border.
You're not allowed to call them illegals. You're only allowed to call them people who desire to come here.
Yeah, people who desire to come here illegally.
It's so true, though. If you talk to a progressive lib, it's totally different conversation, and that's why Pelosi just sounds like she's got goo coming out of her mouth. I mean, it just is so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. Come here, become a citizen, come over legally, respect our country. This is such an easy thing. So, what's on the north border? What's going on?
So, up on the Canadian border. Between 2017 and 2018 to present, the number of apprehensions of illegals crossing the border has grown 42%.
That's a lot.
That's huge.
That's a huge, it's a huge gain.
That's huge. Mm. And then on top of that, we've got a situation where the Border Patrol is 6,000 men short.
Wow.
They have 6,000 openings.
6,000 men short.
If anybody wants a good job making decent money,
Border Patrol.
The Border Patrol. I grew up in California with Border Patrol guys as neighbors, you know. So that's a great, that's a good profession.
Yeah. One of the headlines was that HUD Secretary Ben Carson, who we've had on the program, was lambasted for proposing that illegal aliens should be removed from subsidized housing. I guess if he would have just called them people desperately wanting to come to our country, that he wouldn't have been as lambla. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, the words he chose. Is so he said that Section 214 of the Housing Community Act of 1980 states that the Secretary of HUD is prohibited from providing housing assistance to people living in the U.S. illegally. Why is this so hard to understand?
It's the law.
God, I mean, yeah. I mean, wouldn't this just be common sense to most people? Wouldn't it be?
You would think.
Yeah.
I want to finish one thing on the Canadian thing.
Sure, sure. Hold on, caller. Go ahead.
Of the 4,300 apprehensions made in 2018, 2,245 were Mexican, 445 were Guatemalan, and 244 were Hondurans.
Hmm.
So how do they get to Canada to come into the United States illegally from Canada?
Yeah, yeah. Don't ask that.
The countries are helping them.
Yep. Yep, they sure are. And there's a lot of countries around the globe in which they use the south border, too. So, I mean, it's not... That's why the memo out there is so confusing, I think, for a lot of people in America. Not this audience, but a people that don't possess the actual brain, just the stem. I think it's hard for people to understand that because it's hard to grasp that they're coming from all over the world. And that's why they do need to be, we have to vet them. It doesn't matter where they're coming from. And the fact that they're coming from everywhere should make you a little, using the south border, using the north border, apparently. But we should be asking more on that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You know, they're coming here from South America, and that's the issue. And we say, well, they're coming here for jobs. They're coming here because they don't have a job where they're at.
Right. Right. Yeah, so, they do.
So how do we make jobs where they're at?
Well,
we do that with tariffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Chinese products and say, hey, make that in Guatemala. Make that in El Salvador. Mm-hmm. Make that in Honduras now.
Don't be talking too much common sense.
Not to mention the aid packages and everything else we do to spur business. This is nobody ever asks that, and nobody talks about the fact that there's ads being played for them to have a job. And what's that job? to cross the border here in America. They're given a job, hourly rate. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, they come here because they're, even though there might not be a job, they'll still be a benefit package.
Right. Yes. Yes, but they're also paid as a traveling migrant. That's right, that's a problem.
Right. And but if we could get these multinational companies, look at some of these things. Do we really need to make coat hangers and fly swatters and some of the things in the United States? No.
No.
Right.
But those could be made in South American countries that are coming here.
Like Justin Amash could move his tool factory from China to South America.
Yeah, and I would be more than happy to buy one. I would love it. It would make me feel a whole lot better than buying one from China.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Because it could still say made in America.
That's true. That's true. Made by American money. I guess that needs to be the new patch.
Well, it is part of the Americas.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
the Americas
true.
Starts in Peru.
That's true.
It works its way to Canada.
Not a bad point, sir. Thank you. Really appreciate
Thank
the call.
You. Bye-bye.
Oh, made with American, I don't know, friendship money. There you go. There's a new patch.
But actually, though, if businesses leave China over the high tariffs, which they're doing already, and move to South America, then there will be jobs for those people to stay there and have.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
and it's worth more than the job of being a traveling migrant.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it may be part of the plan that the president has. Yeah, although, who wants to give him credit for being able to think in that way?
It's
you know,
true.
That caller's probably the only one who ever thought of that.
Yeah. Maybe. And I don't think we realize what we're up against here. And I know there's a lot of bleeding hearts out there. They're just desperate. They just want to come.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't go park my rear end in my neighbor's yard and claim it as my own and just say that because I wanted to and because I just really liked his property. There are legal ways to do things, and there are ramifications when you don't. Apparently not in America. No ramifications here, consequence. But there's supposed to be. And, you know, I have to respect my neighbor's property for a reason and the property line. What if I just started building a shed in the backyard on my neighbor's property? Do you think they'd get upset? Well, I would think.
Yeah.
And then what if the lib neighbor comes over and goes, well, they just wanted their shed on your property. Just be okay with it. It's okay. It's okay. They're not doing anything. They're just super nice. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's their property. We have the property of America. And I actually like our sovereign borders. I actually like us to be a sovereign country. So our laws apply on the designated sovereign borders of America. And then when you go to Mexico, you know Mexican laws apply to the sovereign nation of Mexico. I know exactly what to expect. I know what's what. And I know if I do a crime on property A or property B, what will apply to me. It's not about being empathetic. It is about understanding what's going to apply to you in any situation under the law. So I'm not going to go build a shed on my neighbor's property. And if my neighbor's listening, see, I'm not going to do it out of respect for you because I wouldn't do that. So why do we make the allowances for people to do that just because they want to come here? If I use that excuse to my neighbor, do you think they'd put up with it for 2 seconds? No, they bought their property. It's their property. And it's not because they're not nice, but there is a boundary. Jeez Louise, there's a boundary. Let's take the caller. Hi, caller. Oh, I'm trying.
You know, Ben Carson really got the wrath of the Democrats over this issue with
yes.
HUD. But he said several times during this interview that we need to take care of our own people first.
Yeah.
What's wrong
with our own citizens
that
are actually paying for it?
That's right.
Because that's all paid for. That's all paid for by our taxes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Yeah, I agree. There's nothing wrong with that. He was citing the law and he gets lambasted for
it. Yeah.
You're not nice enough, Ben Carson. You know, Ben Carson is about the nicest person you'll ever meet.
Yes, he is.
If I had to go with my 400 guests a year for years, I have to say Ben Carson was one of the nicest people I've ever interviewed. Very sweet, very caring. But you know what? He was citing the law. Whether we agree with the law or not, he was still citing the law and saying, why are taxpayers having to pay for housing for people that aren't taxpayers that are here illegally? And I agree with him. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Dr. I'm Dr. Milton.
I think he likes that. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. He likes that title. He's smiling. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he is a doctor of many philosophies and great ideas.
I love
I just, forgive me, I didn't catch the lady's name who called in earlier who was talking about what was going on in Kentucky.
Oh, in Arkansas. That was Chris Ann Hall.
In Arkansas, rather.
Chris Ann Hall.
Oh, now I understand. It's Arkansas. Okay, yeah. It's the Clinton state. Okay, now I understand it all. Okay.
Take guns from people with medical marijuana. Makes sense, right?
There's a case, and I just wanted to put this out, that there is a case that would defend most people under this in this situation. A 1962 federal ruling, Shuttleburg versus Birmingham. Mm-hmm. It addresses willfulness, which is one of the things they have to prove that you had intent. Any law that was that is in violation of the Constitution is dead on arrival, and you didn't have to defend yourself against it because there's no way you can break that law. So they can't attach willfulness or intent, even if you know about the law.
Mm.
What's interesting is you come forward to, and this goes to Trump's banks giving in and everything else today. You go forward to 1983, there were two rulings about 7 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
One was Owens versus Independent City, and the other was Thibodeau versus Maine. And in that one, the courts ruled that officers of the court, you know, like lawyers and Congress people and stuff, they're not protected by their federal jobs. They can be sued civilly and held criminally responsible, even to receiving manslaughter charges if their action leads to your death. And the judge on that case said something really interesting. He said, since we don't allow defendants to use ignorance of the law as a defense, it would make the court look stupid, was the word he used, if we allowed officers of the court to raise the same defense. So all these people like Schiff and everybody else who, you know, claim they have indisputable evidence that proved the president was guilty, well, either they've lied or they've withheld evidence and obstructed justice. Why didn't he turn over to Mueller?
Well, Mueller
doesn't
do anything.
Why did Trump go after him personally? And where the heck is Rudy Giuliani in all this? Because your due process and your Fourth Amendment, you have right to your home and privacy and possessions and your papers. Well, back then, what was a paper? It was something that you wrote text on that formed words, and they were communications to you. How is that any different than today in modern times being your bank records? Because that's just text. And how is that any different than your cell phone? If you had a piece of paper in your pocket, it doesn't make that fair game for the police.
I hear you. We have a break, but I believe me, I hear you. Thank you for all of that. That was great. Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. That was great. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, whether on FM or AM, whether you're listening on the dial or on the net. Or an app, Love and Liberty, doesn't matter to me, however you want to listen. And I'll tell you, I'm just so grateful to be doing this every day. It is. It's as stressful as it is. It's actually really fun, too, because putting pieces together and understanding, you know, what's going on and trying to make sense of it. I know everybody struggles to do that. I know everybody wants to do that. And this is why we're all gathered together. I feel like the beginning of that Prince song. We're all gathered together. I feel like this is why we all come together every day, is because we just want to make sense of everything. And I want to know, where's the truth? Where's the context? Where's the history? What can I learn? How can we make it better? And what can we do? And if you're having those same thoughts, I'm glad you're here listening. I have Uncle Milty with me. A big thank you to Chris Ann Hall coming in the last hour, making sense of a couple of things going on. She always does. And I don't consider it a rant. I actually I feel the same frustration she feels. I know you do. I know you do, Uncle Milty. Mm-hmm. And it gets to the point where you're just like, you just can't believe that even when she was talking about the lawyers and saying most haven't read the Supremacy Clause, they only read about it from other authors' interpretations. We have to deal with this all the time in our society. And things get so twisted. And so then everybody's over here in the subgroup talking about what's twisted rather than over here talking about what the truth is in having a good debate. And so she mentioned in the last hour, if you weren't listening, St. George Tucker, a book called
A View of the Constitution of the United States.
Okay.
And
to get that book.
And selected writing.
That, in her estimation, because I asked her, what was the premier understanding of the Constitution? Mm-hmm. What was the way to truly understand? And it was St. George Tucker. It was The View
of mm-hmm. the Constitution of the United States and selected writings.
Okay. Thank you for that. If you didn't join us last hour, I just want to really, really drive that in and make sure. And on the immigration thing, I have a liner to the show. And where is it? This is the liner to the show. Let me play it for you.
Never before in history did we have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country.
That's about it, isn't it? if we ever had to dial it down, maybe that's where we're all coming from when we think we live in a lunatic world. Never before in history did we ever have to fight with our own country for the security of our own country. This is getting, this should be a no-brainer. These kinds of things should have been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we're still talking about it.
There's so many things we don't understand. Okay, a judge just ruled mm-hmm. that the banks have to turn over documents on the president.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And Chris Ann was commenting on this and being like, you've got to be kidding.
Did. But Congress subpoenaed these documents.
Mm-hmm.
A subpoena is supposed to be supported by probable cause.
Mm-hmm. And a crime, not a witch hunt.
Right. And they have no crime and no problem.
So how did they get
all
Congress to do it?
All they're saying is we want to know if he did anything illegal. Well, you can't just subpoena.
No, what if the police department wanted to do that to you? What if Congress wanted to do that to you? Wouldn't you say, well, what's the crime? What have I committed that you can come after my records? And because he's the president, people are going, well, he's the president, so he should have to. No. Why don't we go after Nancy Pelosi's records? She obviously made a grundle of money without mm-hmm. proving anything and without disclosing from what lobby firm it came from or influential country that it came from, China. So why don't we investigate her? Why isn't Congress passing that on her? And I would feel the same way if Congress did this to her or Congress did this even to a senator like Schumer that I think is shady as hell and I don't like, I still would be questioned that can't happen in America. You can't just go do that on a witch hunt. You can't.
If you subpoena a person,
mm-hmm.
they can question me and I can refuse to answer.
Yeah.
Under my rights under mm-hmm. the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Sure.
If you subpoena my documents... Documents can't refuse to answer.
That's true. You're very right. Yeah, you're very right. And what can they predicate that upon? Nothing.
And that's what they're predicating it upon. Nothing.
So they're okay then with this backfiring on themselves. They must be.
Well,
they must be because they're allowing it.
Well, here's an interesting
They're abusing
point.
The law.
Mm-hmm. Cummings mm-hmm. and his wife are in trouble
Yeah,
right
pay
now.
For play.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so they're asking for his tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying no.
Yeah.
But for the last 3 months, he's been screaming, the president won't release his tax returns. Yeah. We need to impeach him.
Yes. Only because he's the president.
Right.
Right. That's the only reason. Doesn't make sense, does it?
Nope.
Not at all. In fact, there was another thing that was in the news, and Chris Ann was going to comment on about it, but I want you to bring this up because it's the same abuse of the system. It's the same abuse of judicial, of what the Congress is doing to Trump in doing this without cause. And that was New York saying that no matter who is pardoned, we're going to go after him. We're going to prosecute.
That's
pardons.
A weird one, isn't it?
It is. It is. That, well, that's New York for you. But wow. I mean... talk about abuse. And on the break, she was talking about that in that way. She was just, it's so abusive of the power. Because it's Trump, we allow it. Well, if we allow it to Trump, we have to allow it to you and I. And this is, a pardon is a pardon. A pardon is a pardon.
That's true.
You can't promise to prosecute just because you don't like the president whom he chooses to pardon.
It's a strange situation.
Yeah, it is.
That they can think that they can evade the law by writing a law, evading the law.
I know. You live in a strange world. That's all we can say. It's getting weirder.
In the meantime, though, you have to take it through the system. Right. You can't just say, look, I'm not going to do it because it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
You have to do your part. And how many people can do that?
Yeah.
Now, the president can.
Right.
No problem
there. Right.
But what is somebody going to do, like this woman he just pardoned, the black woman who was a drug dealer after 20-something years? What if they did that to her? What if they came and said, we're going to prosecute you all over again?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember them. Well, I don't remember them doing this under Obama or
Never.
Under Bush or under Clinton. Or
well, they
under
didn't prosecute
Bush
anybody under Obama.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. They don't know what that meant under Obama, but they didn't promise to go after. So talk about witch hunt, talk about persecution witch hunt, because you don't like the guy. Don't get me started. It's that's some scary stuff right there.
It really is. To somebody who received a presidential pardon on a federal crime,
yeah.
And a state's going to go after him
now. Yeah. Yeah. The feds are already kind of horrible at coming after you for 10 years after they already go after you because they don't get their way in the 3% of cases that they actually don't win. But this is a whole new level of that. It's pretty amazing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, the Democrats have a whole nother level of myopathy, you know, nearsightedness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because if they're able to get Trump out on all these things they're looking at, then what makes them think that the next group, they're not going to do that to Biden or Bernie Sanders, and those guys won't make 30 days.
Yeah, kind of like the Harry Reid rule that backfired, right? Remember the Harry Reid, was it? Yeah, using what he used in the Senate. I can't remember the term.
The nuclear option.
Yeah,
the
nuclear
according
option.
To rules, you've set precedence. And once you've set that precedence, then you get a Democrat up there. The Republicans can do the same thing to him. And now he, like I said, you don't want to set this precedence because you're going to shoot your own foot.
Yep.
Down
that's
the
exactly,
road.
That's exactly out of spitefulness and vindictiveness. I mean, that's what's apparent. Thank you. Appreciate
John
it.
John McCainism.
Yeah, John McCainism. I love it. Oh, John McCain. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate that.
It wouldn't surprise me a bit if somehow the president has actually set this up so that he can turn around and use it against them.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
It's getting bad. It really is. And I know you're feeling the same way. It's tough. And what are we going to do about it? That's the other thing. What are we going to do about it? These people, it's funny. Trump made a post and it was basically the Democratic Party's doing nothing. No, the Democratic Party's doing a lot. It's just not very American. The Republican Party isn't doing anything, but the Democrat Party, what they're about isn't American.
No.
What they're about is everything but American. Now, Republicans, some of them in the establishment, I even say a lot of them in the establishment, are there to stab you in the back too. They do it a lot quieter, and they don't. I think that there is a allow things too that are not very American too. But it seems as though the Democrat Party is all about anti-Americanism. It's everything that has to do with turning the entire Constitution on its head. And getting away with it. And we're seeing it in droves right now. Just wait until they get into power. I mean, real power. Power they're ready to abuse. Not that it hasn't been abused, but holy cow, that's what I fear. Right now, we don't really have a reprieve because things are going through and happening still. But at the same time, now imagine it on steroids, okay? On steroids, with the caveat of Christianity demise. Because right now, one of the things we have going for us right now, if I had to analyze this, is that our culture is, for Christianity is getting a break right now and getting a reprieve, and the president will talk about it, and the president will bring it up, and the president will actually encourage. Wait until these atheist communists get in as a president and into all branches of government again. Just wait till they what they do to Christianity. See, I mean, I think a lot of people, when they look at Trump, they like the part where he is actually promoting and actually supporting Christianity, freedom of religion in this country. But because there's other things too, but that's usually what they're thinking of, I think, on most people's minds. But just wait. That's what I fear. I mean, we need to enjoy the reprieve a little bit. We really do. We don't realize what's about to come.
Yeah.
It's bad. It is really bad. And I do worry about it, quite frankly.
Well, you and I would probably be in prison right now if Hillary had been elected.
Maybe so. Maybe so. She was on a. She really was on a quest, as she had mentioned it, too. She was on a quest to end conservative talk, conservative voices, and they're already being ended. They're being censored, and people are going to podcast. If you'll notice, Savage and others, and they're going to podcast for a reason. They can see the writing on the wall, but they can also see the writing on the wall as to when these communists get into office and are selling communism, because we are truly going to be under attack then. Enjoy right now. I used to think back in the 20s before the big crash, and you saw the parties and the things demonstrated on TV, and I remember thinking, they have no idea what's coming. They have no idea what's coming, and I think we're in that same boat. We have no idea what's about to show up that won't be in our favor culturally.
And it's not just the federal government.
Mm-mm.
It's your local governments, too.
Yeah, it
and
is.
There's a little story
it is.
We'll bring
it's a little
up.
Agenda 21 for you, and it's happening on steroids. And we're not really talking about it a whole lot in this country. We're going only to the feds, just like we blame every single thing on the president without Congress. Look at your local and state governments. Wow. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
I love that song.
It's a beautiful song.
It is.
But do we really know we're free?
Not as free as we used to be. That is the truth. Yeah. And I do think about that whenever I hear that part of the song. And also, I'll tell you, when he sings about the flag, there was an incident again. And I say this because, my gosh, do we even realize how many times this has been happening? But there was a flag flying at a business in what state was it? North Carolina?
North Carolina, in the city of Statesville.
Yeah. And this, I mean, I actually had this issue in my own hometown. We also had this. There was an issue in Virginia. I think it was last May or March. I mean, this is happening more and more. It's interesting to watch, because there's this fight over, that's too big of a flag. You can't fly that.
American flag.
Yeah, an American flag, you know, in the country of America, where we all reside. So at 212 feet, this was back in November of 2018, they flew a flag. It was 212 feet. Flagpole was fifth largest in the United States and stuff. And some people had a problem with it. And then this North Carolina business What, did one person complain? That's usually how it works.
Yeah, they just need, say.
Usually it's
it
one.
It was the city.
Yeah,
the city council wanted
it down. And, you know, I like that there are businesses willing to do that. Call me crazy. I mean, I have friends that have problems with the symbols, and I have a lot of libertarian friends that have problems with these kinds of things. I actually don't, because what they mean to me is the Constitution. That's a sign of the beginnings of America. Not necessarily, it doesn't account for everything that we're doing, bad or good. It doesn't account for everything. To me, all it says is, we were founded on the right principles. We were founded on the principles of freedom where we own the government. And gee, I'd like to get back there. And gee, let's remember that. So when I see a flag, that's what I'm thinking. When I look at the Pledge of Allegiance, that's what I'm thinking. That's what goes through my mind, is celebrating what America stands for, what it was built on. And built on the blood that was shed to do it. Okay? So in the beginning, right? And so when I see this, I think, can there be a flag too big? I mean, to remind us of the beginning, really? I mean, was it hindering airspace? Was it hindering one of the drones the government likes to fly over our heads? Was it standing in the way of something that was actually a safety issue? Because you know how they love to go there. It's always safety. Safety, safety, safety. Don't you feel safe in America? So it's just surprising that people would go after that, of all things.
Well,
not the drone, the flag. Yeah.
To surprise you even more, this happens to be in Statesville, but Camping World and Gander Outdoors is the company that's flying the flag. Mm-hmm. They're in a lot of different cities, and it's not the only city that's done this. Many cities have requested that they take down their big flag. They also, in Statesville, are asking for a $50 per day fine retroactive to October of 2018.
I could tell them what to do with their fine. I can't even
retroactive.
Believe that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I know you're getting close to the end, but I got an email here, and I'll be real. It's real quick. It was from Sarah Sanders, the press secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, we found a very secure place, and I'm certain they won't be found, President Trump's income tax. And just where is that, said the reporter sarcastically. Sanders grinned sardonically and said, they're underneath Obama's birth certificate, college reports, his passport application, his immigration status as a student, his funding sources for pay for college, his college records, and his Selective Service registration. I thought it was apropos today.
Oh, gosh, thank you. I love the laugh. Thank you so much. That was great.
Yeah.
Isn't and that true. The truth? Hey, if anyone out there went to college with Obama, please
call
the show.
Yeah.
Nobody's met you. Yeah. All right. Love it. Yes. And I know that the flag means different things to different people. I just don't think there could be a flag big enough. I think the symbol of America is beautiful. I really do. And I really hope we can restore what the founders set out to do. And I know it's been hijacked along the way in different ways, but I really do. And that I love to see the sight of a flowing flag in the wind. Mm-hmm. There is nothing like it. The other side I like is an older veteran who has a hard time walking, that walks in the middle of a parade, that is where everyone is sort of silent and watches him walk by with such reverence and sort of a tear in their eye. There is something to be said about that. And I that's the part of America I actually really, I love. I love that. I love that we're all willing to have that sort of reverence for it. I want to get it back, but I love that. Go ahead.
The problem I see is if these guys buckled under and said, okay, we'll take down the great big flag, what's the next step then?
Yeah, you're right.
We just don't want any flags for them?
Are we going to charge companies that want to fly it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a flag flying tax. I can see that coming. We had soda tax. We've had what? I mean, you name it. We've been taxed, straw tax. Will there be a tax to those who want to fly it? Because it might hurt somebody else's feelings that it's here, brand new from another country and doesn't like it. I mean, honestly, I'm being honest.
Yeah. No, and this, you know, I understand safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I have a flagpole in my front yard.
Yeah, I fly the flag.
And it had to be done properly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Yeah. They want to make sure it doesn't fall into the street.
Okay. Have we had problems with flags hindering people's safety? I don't think so. I don't know. When was the last flag that fell on somebody that caused a death? I'm not quite sure. And they'll fly a drone over your head, no problem. They'll do all kinds of things. I just don't know how it comes into play with this. And we did a show once. I think I had a guest about this, that they didn't, those kinds of symbols, they don't like what we're doing in America now, so they don't like us flying those some kind of symbols. But I actually don't agree with that. I actually think that there is a lot of beauty to that, and it's a good reminder of who we were and what we can be, and the reminder to become educated in what America is. And that's exactly why we do the show. So when I hear those songs, there's a spirit to those songs. I play a lot of different songs on the air, God Bless America, or I play the Liberty song. What's the name of it? And there's always a certain feeling or spirit I get from that music and the lyrics and the thought that went into those lyrics, because I know that they're telling the tale of America that we should all be very proud of. We have symbols in a lot of different ways. And I just think that, that we can in this country, I don't know, maybe get under the notion that it's okay and be glad people are still willing to do it. Do you know how many businesses, if it's up to Google, my gosh, they want everybody to in business to have their political ideas out there. But a business that goes to that extreme, and it's an extreme in America now, believe it or not, because they all don't. But to fly that flag, I've seen articles on businesses that wanted to fly a flag from a different country, and I thought, you know, why? Why are you here? Enjoy what America just gave you, and why are you going to go fly somebody else's flag? And if you want to fly a Confederate flag, fly it. And if you want to fly an American flag, fly it. Why in the world are we getting touchy over that? Why aren't we getting touchy over the absolute ignorance in America of what America is? That's what we should be touchy over, not the symbol of when America was started and what became. I love that symbol. I think it's beautiful. I just hate that we have cities, we put people into elected office that have a problem with the size of the flag. You don't have any other fish to fry, little communist cities in America that seek to take property from good, hardworking Americans and seek to become business owners with American tax dollars and do all kinds of egregious things. Go worry about that. Don't worry about the size of the flag. That's not going to bother you. Doesn't bother me.
No, me either. You know, there's a real interesting story that just came out.
Yeah?
I don't particularly think the USDA is an important bureaucracy.
Yeah. That's on the list of about 1,000 I can think of.
So how do you end it, though?
How do you end it, USDA?
So the Trump administration has been talking about moving the USDA's offices out of Washington, D.C.
Really?
And this rumor has gotten about that he's considering that. And so the people that work there are quitting. The staffers really? Are quitting en masse from the USDA because they want to stay in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
What a way to end the USDA.
Hey, I think move it all out of D.C. Maybe they'll all quit.
Move every bureaucracy. You know, move them to Kansas and Iowa.
I will never forget. I was invited to a meeting. It was kind of it was like out of the office, like restaurant meeting where a lot of the heads of the EPA were there. They didn't know I was a talk show host. Okay. They didn't know what I did for a living. They just thought I was there because, I don't know, part of the wallpaper, a guest. Anyway, and I was talking to them about all their pet projects and they were sort of disclosing to me that they just loved their pet projects and they didn't ever even ask themselves, is it right? Am I spending the dollars that just came to me, but via an American on the back of a hardworking middle-class American? Is this appropriate? Do I have the authority? That was never in question. The only thing they talked about was, I have said pet project. Look at me. This is the pet project I'm working on. Why? Because it gave them a salary. and they were able to make their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could go make that in any other line in America. They don't have to work for the government, but the government was more than willing to give them a job, a very high-paying job. And so I looked around, and I just kept thinking to myself, all this is a it's a job to them to make their mortgage payment. They get a pet project. They get to look good, feel good, and have their name on something. Had nothing to do with what they were supposed to be about. And the fact that their agency itself has absolutely zero authority to exist. And not one of them, being an American, on American soil, not one of them were willing to question it. Not one of them. And I looked around and I just thought, what a bunch of selfish people. You know, we're here to get my mortgage paid. And on your on the back of your dollars, and it doesn't matter. And I walked out of there just thinking, ugh. And you could go to any agency within the government right now and feel the same way walking out of a restaurant meeting where they talked about their pet projects.
Yep.
And I just thought, how unfortunate for us, you know, the people, that nobody's given it any thought, that maybe the agency they work for has absolutely no reason to exist in the first place, and they have no authority to do what they're doing, said pet project. So just keep that in mind, because I just never forget that feeling and being in that restaurant and thinking, wow, we're screwed. We're totally screwed. We got 42 million people in America, 42 million. We only have 330 million. 42 million of us work for the government, not us, but theoretically work for all the way from local government, city government, state government, federal government. That is a whole load of people with a lot of power. Ouch. Yeah. Anyway. Well, favorite, as we're coming into the 4th of July soon, favorite patriotic song? Do you have a favorite? Do you have something that actually kind of makes you tear up, Milton?
Yeah, the Star Spangled Banner makes me tear
up.
Yeah,
I know. I love that.
No, that's
I love
my
hearing
favorite.
It. I really do. I love the words. I do. And I know, believe me, there's the little voice in the back of my head, friends of mine that say, oh, the person that wrote that was a blobbity-gook socialist. There are certain songs with certain spirit to them, and it can't be denied. And I just, you know, there's something special about mm-hmm. that, and there's something special about America. And that's why I think we all fight so hard for it. It's probably why you're listening to the show. You love this country. You want to know how to deal with this and see the common sense and how to preserve it. That's why you're probably listening, I would venture to guess. We all have that in common. It must be something special to fight for if we're all feeling it.
Amen.
Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
You're the best. And I'll be back tomorrow, Friday show. It'll be a good one. It'll be a good one. And I hope you chime in, too. I hope you call. Be faithful, be fearless. Have a great night.